I'll go home and get you a shine box.
Yeah, 12:40 a.m. WSBC. Wow. This is the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. Welcome back to another week of fun, and as the audience now knows, shiggins.
Ooh, I gotta turn
lots
my mic
of shiggins
down.
On this show. Shenanigans and laughter and fun and all things warm. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, is twin brother Billy. Hi, Bill.
Good evening.
And our great, great, great friend Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Three greats.
You know,
I like that.
It's the rule of threes here. How was everybody's week? Hurricane Irma didn't hit Illinois. We were pretty lucky about that.
Excuse me, Hurricane Irma? Is that how you said it?
Hurricane Irma.
Yeah, no.
That's how Larry Flint says it. Hurricane Irma. Hi, Larry.
I think Hurricane Irma has a different meaning than what we know of in the weather world.
Or in the hustler world, per se, huh?
I feel so bad for everyone down there. It's just one thing after another, these storms.
I know. I guess it's the gamble you take when you move down to those places, right?
But like Charleston, you know, it's
rough.
What do you want everyone to move to Kansas?
Well, that's Tornado Alley. That's not
right,
a hurricane.
Yeah, you're kind of screwed.
But part of that is when you do move down there.
You got earthquakes on your left. You got tornadoes in the middle.
But when you do move to a place like that, you know, you have to take into account that those things happen. So that when those
live underground.
Yeah, you could do that. You
can. But there's no state income tax.
Como está que... What?
That's why there's no state income tax in places like that. Oh, they know that people got to save money for the disaster relief.
There's no state income tax in Florida?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Get down there.
Have you ever seen the 30 for 30 with Shaq and why they couldn't understand why he signed with the Lakers?
Note to self, watch 30 for 30 with Shaq.
It's actually about the Orlando Magic.
I missed
him and
that.
Penny. Him and
why
Penny
don't
Hardaway.
You think? Why do you think everyone lives down there? It's going nuts.
Yeah, I guess
loose cash laying around.
You can make 50 grand a year. It's like making 75.
Yeah, no. It is a squirrely little town, isn't it? Florida town,
especially
state.
Key West. I've been to Key West. I had a very interesting time at Key West.
Did you know?
Yeah, it was very, very dirty.
Was dirty?
Yeah. Can't really speak about it.
You can't.
No, that's more of a.
I gotta go.
It's an in-person conversation.
I gotta go. I always figured there were lots of parrots and things like that.
There's lots of cats.
Lots of cats in
Cuba? They say all the cats are descendants of Ernest Hemingway's cats.
Really?
Yeah. It's an interesting place. It's quirky and like weird like that. It's like Oak Park on an island.
Wow.
Oak
Amazing.
Park, Illinois. I want
to
go.
It's really not far from
it. It's kind of like Oak Park,
Add
Illinois
like
on an island.
There's 30 bars in Oak Park. And that's Key West.
And it's very progressive, I presume, then, yeah.
Extremely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
Get
it's
down
fun.
To Key West. Yeah.
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 So the Irma didn't hit us.
But we got some residual rain from it, so it did technically hit us.
We were supposed to get a heat wave this weekend, too.
Billy's talking about a heat wave.
Bill can't wait to get back to the pool. One more last pool session before winter hits.
No, they closed it, man. It's done.
One more corkscrew dive for Billy.
What's a corkscrew dive?
That's
where you do the twirl.
Can you do a corkscrew dive?
No, are you kidding me? Like I've said before, I was bad on a bicycle. What makes you think I was going to be a good diver?
They're stranger
bad
things.
On 2 feet, guy.
Yeah, everything.
You were strangely, you couldn't walk really without falling, but you were a terrific basketball player.
I know, it was weird.
Once you got rolling, it was like...
Like, if you put me into high gear speed and anything, I was okay.
You're like a steam engine. Like, once you got rolling, like you were going.
Turned into Scottie Pippen all of a sudden.
Guy's not very good on a bike, but I tell you what, he starts getting on that court, he's like Scottie Pippen.
Well, you were left-handed, which was lethal.
That was an advantage, yes. And the fact that I was tall for an eighth grader.
And so lanky. Yeah, I remember.
Everybody caught up to me real quick by like sophomore year of high school. I was like, man, this isn't that fun anymore.
No, the good players in grade school came. I love that we always talk about grade school basketball.
It's very important.
It came down to who understood like how to play and who didn't.
Right.
Who was timid.
Like,
you know?
If you knew fundamentals and not to get like be
or
nervous to throw an elbow
or scared to shoot. You know?
Yeah. Or foul a guy hard.
Exactly.
Or anything. Yeah.
The building blocks of life start on the court in eighth grade.
I just
kids.
Like to goof off on the bench. That was me and Boback.
I did that, yeah. Me and Boback. There's a Boback on every team.
Hours of laughs. Yeah, there is. Yeah.
If you're going to play basketball, make sure there's a Boback on the team. Bill, your nickname in the grammar school hoops world, I remember Fran Roach, he was our seventh grade basketball coach.
Yeah.
He called you Windex.
Yeah, I got some.
Because he cleaned the boards.
Clean them boards.
I was good for a double-double.
Yep.
You know?
And for your phone blowing up like crazy on the court as well. Who's texting you?
Friends.
Friends. The Southern twang.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, we've talked basketball, Hurricanes. What else is going on? I'm going to...
Oh, wait. You know, it was funny you brought up the... I had a scenario the other day. I guess, I don't know, you know... I obviously started my new job where you're meeting people real quick for the first time, and they literally only have like 10 minutes of time for your business.
Sure.
Or maybe 15. And you got to be quick with all the stuff you're trying to pitch to them.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to be on your toes too about, you know, the different deals and all kinds of stuff. But the names, I never thought I would be bad at names. But I'm like finding myself being like, oh gosh, I know I wrote this guy's name.
Is it Amir or Amar?
Yeah. So the other day I was last weekend I was talking with a friend and I was like, what's Don's last name? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, looked at me. Now she's known him just as long as I have.
She said Mattingly. And you're like, of course.
She said to me, Preston.
Okay. And I went, God,
there's no way that this
that is CEO Don Preston.
This guy's kind of he's a Berwyn guy and you know he's middle aged and nice guy. But I was like, why can't you remember his? She's like, I don't know, Preston. And I was like, Preston?
Got two first names.
I said, no, his last name's not Preston. And she went, Wojnowski? and I went, now. Okay, his
somewhere in between
his physique and the way he looked and everything kind of fit into
Wojnowski.
So now our new big thing is Donald Preston Wojnowski. You know, I'm like, oh, is Donald Preston Wojnowski going to be up there tonight?
Yes, I will be there. Yeah, my alias when I go to Prague.
But I was thinking about it. That's his birth name. It's funny how when you meet people, and then all of a sudden if you forget their name, you start associating names that you feel like fit their look or personality,
yeah,
or you know,
being general stereotypical.
I guess so. It would be called the stereotypical person. I don't know.
Yeah, what do you look like? What do I look like? Look like a Mike?
I don't know. Somebody could say Brian. I had a guy call me Bobby today.
Oh, that's nice. You know,
now I'm starting to feel more assured by it because I'm like, oh well, I thought that your name was Kinjal. I didn't know it was Jamil.
You should be able to
and
go.
Then you call me, oh, well, I thought your name was Bobby. I didn't know it was Bill.
You should be able
did
to
you
go
see
by
how
a
that rhymed?
Different name every day.
Did anybody pick up on that
I
rhyme?
Got the Kinjal.
Okay, good.
Bill.
I don't know if it rhymed. It's maybe a little alliteration.
It was like
there.
A...
Kinjal to Jamil, Bobby to Bill.
Okay.
There you go.
Wow.
Bill, you're a lyricist. My goodness.
I know. For a while,
I know.
Huh?
Yeah.
So how is the new job? Is
it's
other,
good.
Other than you're
yeah.
having trouble with names, you know...
I'm getting better at it.
I was always bad at that, too.
I've been there's. I was
just
talking.
Call everyone buddy.
Hey, well, buddy. Hey, guy. We talked about guy recently. Don't call me guy or dude or boss.
Soldier.
Yeah.
Soldier. Hey, soldier.
Yeah.
Did you get them TPS reports finished for
yeah,
me, soldier.
Exactly.
There's a new guy in my office.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful guy. His name is Neil. He previously worked for Kevin Trudeau. Do you know who Kevin Trudeau is?
Yes.
The king of infomercials?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Didn't he get indicted?
He is in the clink.
He's been in and out. Yeah. I think he's getting out.
He got 10 years or more. I had Wikipedia'd him today.
Yeah.
But we were talking about him, and one of his first products was the memory thing, right? Where you memorize. The guy could memorize like 1,000 names in like an hour, right?
Uh-huh.
And I said... was there any truth to any of the stuff that Trudeau was selling? You know, yeah.
Absolutely not.
Master Memory. What the hell is the name of it?
He also had a speed reader thing.
Yeah, that was one of them.
That
and then
was awesome.
A diet, and then like a weight. You know,
he just threw it all out there.
Credit repair
stuck,
thing.
He just made cash.
Pretty
off
much,
it.
He started Billy's Toys or Billy's
exactly.
Ideas.
That's exactly right.
And
that's exactly right.
All right,
and
so
then he stole a bunch of money from people.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of that.
Well, he went to jail for something, didn't he?
But I asked him about Trudeau. That's the master of infomercials. And he said that Trudeau was truly like a savant-like guy in a lot of ways. Like, sure, he may have had some dark side to him, but the master memory thing that he actually developed and wrote the book on,
uh-huh.
he truly did write the book and had a process for doing it. And he goes, and it was amazing. He's like, I actually saw him do it in a room where he would remember like 70 names in less than like 3 minutes of like meeting everybody. And then like an hour later, he'd be like, Hello, Daryl. Hi, John. Hey, Joel, Jimmy, Ken.
That's why he's the king.
Yeah. And well,
wow.
But I was like, how did he develop this? You know, and this is the greatest. He started his career as a used car salesman.
Ah, there you go.
All right.
And he memorized all the brands of the cars.
And part of the things of trying to teach guys to become master salesmen was that you have to remember certain quirks about your customer, you know? So if a lady came in and she said, you know, at some point, well, I'm thinking about buying this Honda Civic, but I'm not sure if my dog Cindy will like the car. You know, it's got
my
a very...
My dog Cindy?
That's a book I wrote. That's another story, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's a children's book. But anyway, he had the uncanny ability for that woman to come in like a year later, and he'd go, you know, I got a brand new car for you that Cindy would love, your dog. And the woman would be like, oh, my God, he remembered the name of my loved dog, you know?
Yeah.
Sign the dotted line. So he sold these techniques to other salesmen in Massachusetts, and that's what made him start the Master Memory. And then he got into showbiz, and the rest is history. Now he's in jail, but Trudeau, if you're out there listening to the program...
We love you.
We love you. We need some tips on memory. Bill needs to learn
the names of his liquor. I'm not going to go to the I'm not going to be buying a Kevin Trudeau book.
What if you just walked into the Oval Office right now and Trump was just reading a couple of Trudeau books?
Trudeau sitting down like
it's just a little light reading.
Satellite TV, like, hey,
this is not Justin Trudeau, it's Kevin.
Trump will pardon him.
He's 20 times smarter.
Trump will pardon him soon. Get this guy out of there. Get him out.
Forget about North Korea. We're going to get Trudeau out of the clinic. I need some advice.
Pence, you're fired. Trudeau's in. Let's go.
Anyway.
Well, you know what?
Can you imagine like Trump bringing Trudeau to like a United Nations meeting and being like, memorize all their names and get back to me in 5 minutes?
Yes, I could actually.
What is Trudeau's crime? Why is he in prison? What did he actually do? It's a fascinating story.
Fraud of some kind.
Fraud.
Yeah. Well, I do know. So the Federal Trade Commission. All right. You know, they would be a lot of people would charge back and say that his goods were bogus, right?
Right.
So as a result, they fined him and said you can't have any TV commercials anymore, right? Can still do some radio stuff, I think, maybe, but he was not allowed to actually be the face of it or be on these commercials anymore.
Right.
And as a result, he thumbed his nose at the FTC and he was like, "Forget you guys, whatever." And the FTC turned around and fined him $37 million.
Oh, geez.
And then he filed bankruptcy protection of the $37 million saying that he didn't have it. And the FTC proved that he did have it, and he welched on it. And as a result, he went to prison for 10 years.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That was not Trudeau's first roundabout in the federal...
Scammery?
Yeah, in the prison system.
Hey, God bless. You got to make a buck somehow, right?
But, you know, he came up, you know, sugar cubes under the tongue. Wasn't that another thing that helps you with your memory?
Oh, perhaps. I don't know why.
I don't know.
Is that what horses do?
That's what horses do. That's how they remember the track, right?
Remember put last... the sugar cube under... Right.
That sounds believable.
Get Mr. Ed a sugar cube under his tongue. He'll remember the last time he was at Santa Anita.
Get Warhorse. Hey, go get Warhorse some sugar cubes.
Yeah, he's got to memorize his track.
We're taking him out to Maywood this afternoon.
Memorize his turns.
Okay.
Warhorse.
Well, you know...
You know what helps you with your memory?
I was going to say you could put... Sugar cubes under tongues, and you can do all kinds of things.
Oh, bye.
Memory. But there's
you can
one.
Put sugar cubes in your oatmeal.
You can do that.
It's very delicious, actually, if you do that. It helps with your memory. And
brown
makes
sugar cubes in your oatmeal.
Brown, white, yellow, you know.
Whatever your taste may be.
Any kind. Any kind of ethnic cube or sugar cube you got. Drop it right in your oatmeal in the morning. Makes you smart, healthy, strong, memory wise, Trudeau like, perhaps.
Trudeau esque?
And it's got to be McCann's. It's got to be the McCann's Irish Oatmeal. It's the greatest oatmeal on
earth. Ready in 5 minutes.
Yep.
Show's presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Hooli's Hooli returns after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table. Enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented, and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Movies are great, and Irish movies are the greatest. And this month kicks off our third annual Irish American Movie Hooli on Friday, September 29th. Join us once again at the Gene Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago, on Friday, September 29th, Saturday, September 30th, and Sunday, October 1st, for another weekend in Chicago of Irish and Irish American films that will dazzle you. We're hosting three great filmmakers bringing their cheeky spirit to the Hooli with plenty of laughter and tears, and you can meet them for a pint after the show. You can buy your tickets online at SiskelFilmCenter.org or get more info at MovieHooli.org. Don't miss the third annual Irish American Movie Hooli, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 29th, 30th, and October 1st at the Siskel Film Center, the classiest indie theater in town. Two Gingers Irish Whiskey is presenting the Hooli, along with sponsors The Emerald Loop, Hilton Chicago, and McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We got Irish cinema, whiskey, hotel rooms, and oatmeal. What else you want? So come channel your inner Jimmy Cagney for the third annual Irish American Movie Hooli. We're all hitting the Emerald Loop around the corner after each screening for pints. So join us for the Hooli. It's gonna be cheeky. MovieHooli.org. See you at the movies, Hooli.
See you at the movies, Hooli. Go to the movie, Hooli. It's going to be a great time. Welcome back to the Hooli's Hooli.
Yeah.
We heard from Riley's daughter right before the Hooli Sooli. For all you Yogi Berra fetishists out there, come check it out. It's a great spot.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, the iPhone, there was a big Apple launch this week.
Yeah, I had a
Dorkfest.
I spazzed out on my way here tonight.
You did?
You spazzed
out. My phone
out.
Like went black. I was having a piece of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I sent the text.
It overheated.
I grabbed the phone back, and I was like, what is this?
Did you get pizza sauce on the phone or
no,
something?
No, but it was like went totally black, and then I put the charger in it, and then I'm like, what's going on? Like, you know when the panic sets in, it happens to me a lot.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, I'm going to be so, you know, in trouble tomorrow. This isn't going to work. I'm going to have to.
Your whole life is upside down.
I do wonder at the fact that when Apple launches a new product,
but
like
I got
a
it back
phone,
on. That's what I started thinking. I'm going, is this like, because of the new watch?
Yeah, they purposely make all the other phones start to crap out. They're like, let's tweak the other phone so everyone has to come out and buy this
let's
now.
Put some bugs and a couple apps and zip
absolutely.
It.
Mm-hmm.
They have full control over your entire life.
They sure do. Did you watch the product launch at all?
No, I didn't. No.
I just watched it on the news.
Everybody in
they're
my
calling
office,
it the iPhone 10.
We
though,
stopped
right?
work. Like the, I bet you productivity in most tech-related positions stopped for the day, where everybody stopped doing any kind of work and went and turned that on their laptop, and it was totally acceptable by like
nonsense.
Our boss came by and was like, "Guys, watching the product launch. Make sure you find out what's going on in the world here and with the tech stuff."
The footage I saw was like, "Yeah, the new thing. It's $1,000, and then they show what it could do, and it's like you can be a cartoon fox and like send a message talking to someone." Like,
I saw that.
$1,000 for that.
Yeah. Well, there's some more. Yeah. There's a lot of sort of anti.
Can I make a phone call?
No, but Pixar's in your phone now. How about that, huh? You know.
Yeah, they have the talking. You saw that, like the.
Yeah, you can make your emojis talk, and they work with facial recognitions to sort of mask your face. I saw the whole deal. Really didn't do much for me, you know. When can the phone make you fly? You know, that's what, you know, like, I want to see the guy go, check this out. And he licks the back of the phone and sticks it to his forehead, and he just levitates for like 17 seconds, you know? And everybody goes, hot damn, we got to get one of them phones. That's the phone that makes you fly.
You could probably actually con the world and just have Chris Angel come out and do something like at a launch, and then it's a total lie, but everybody buys the phones.
I'm magician Chris Angel for Apple.
iAngel.
This phone's
this
gonna make you
fly. This is the new iAngel.
The iAngel.
Chris Angel has his own iPhone line called the iAngel. It's amazing.
Yes, he does. It's gothed out.
It's real gothed
out cell phone.
It's got like bat wings.
Your cell phone's got bat wings. What is that? An angel?
And
Angel
sticks
model?
It to his forehead, and he can fly.
You know what it does? It turns you into a mind freak.
It does.
That's what I heard.
All these phones turn people into mind freaks at this point.
I encourage everyone to dabble in mind freakness.
Just get your inner soul out to Chris Angel.
We gotta have
I don't know why Chris Angel makes me laugh so hard.
The guy's great.
Yeah.
He is, but
he's a really funny guy, too.
He's
hilarious. He's a riot. That Chris Angel just makes me die.
Billy, you used to be into Billy the Exterminator, didn't you?
I liked Billy the Exterminator.
The reality TV show star?
Gosh, one of the strangest guys in the world.
I forgot about Billy the Exterminator.
He's nuts.
He was a heck of a guy.
He still is. He's not dead or anything.
No, I'm sure you can get rid of some bees somewhere. Just call Billy the Exterminator. He's down in Texas, right? Yeah.
He's probably helping
out.
But
he was getting everything. He was getting alligators.
He's probably busy now.
Oh, he's probably was like, bring on Irma. We're about to make a ton of money.
He's loving it.
Yeah.
People are trying to clean out their houses, and there's a
muskrat in their attic.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, the people down in Florida, the Irma people, didn't get to watch much of the iPhone launch, you know?
They don't care.
No. They're like,
I'm going the other way for phones. I have to get a new phone. I have two phones.
You just got a new phone, didn't you?
One's a work phone and one's a pleasure phone.
Okay.
So the pleasure phone, I need a new phone, but I need a real cheap phone because it's just
like a flip
strictly
phone.
Strictly for making phone calls. Really.
That's all, yeah.
So I've been looking around.
Just go to 7-Eleven and get one of those Go Burner phones. I did that for a year. It was actually liberating, to tell you the truth. I loved it. No telemarketing calls.
I'm going to go to AT&T.
Got a lot more done. Was not no you know, my productivity from a creative side and other things kind of went through the roof as opposed to sitting around and just Googling stuff on your phone all day.
You made all your phone calls from like a dark alley.
Yeah. And you couldn't, like, there was no caller ID. It was just like, who's this? Hello? Yeah. What's up? Oh, it's you. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah. When it shows up on a caller ID.
Let me get a notepad out and write down the time that you called here.
I'll be back on this payphone on the corner of Montrose and Central.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The big launch, the big feature that the iPhone released was the fact that it has facial recognition. So the home button.
Yeah.
So now you just look at the phone and it unlocks the phone, right?
Uh-huh. Who cares?
Everyone's going, oh my God. This is amazing.
Who cares?
Apple cares. You know who else cares?
The
federal government and the CIA, because now they've got a mugshot of everybody in the world who's got an iPhone, right?
They have my mugshot.
It's like, perfect. Here's a great way to get a mugshot out of everybody, and now we can track everybody with what they look like, right? Perfect.
Yeah, and well, yeah, they can also find criminals that they've been looking for, FBI most wanted people, that sort of stuff.
Yep.
They're yeah.
We found you through your phone. That's like, yeah, the first
thing. You know, that reminds me of, I watched something interesting yesterday. It was like kind of like a 30 for 30, but it wasn't. But mm-hmm. It was about the Washington Redskins in the 80s.
All right.
Had this thing where they said all these all these fans won like this package and they get to go to the game and they get to meet players and all this. And they're like, so they have them all meet at this hotel and they have like people in tuxedos and balloons and it's.
Uh-huh.
And they're all wanted criminals.
And no.
Tricked to go. And they're all sitting there, and they're giving them balloons. Like they're like ushering them to this one room, and they're patting them down at the same time. They're all marshals.
Yeah. The U.S. marshals, yeah.
It. And if they have a gun on them, they give them a red balloon. And the guy's like shaking the balloon, and they push them all into this room, and they're like, you're all under arrest.
Oh, wow.
And they did it like 30 times in a row. They would bring them in the front door, put them in this room,
shuffle them out the back.
Have like 50 cops come in with shotguns, all put them up against the wall, push them out the door, bring on a new group.
Wow.
It was amazing.
That is amazing. Yeah. I like that.
So, hey.
You know, it's interesting.
Gotta get crafty.
There was a Navy SEAL that somebody during the week, I read this in a blurb somewhere, but somebody asked this Navy SEAL what his opinion is on with Kim Jong-il, right?
Mm-hmm. I saw this too.
Or whatever the hell.
This is a great idea.
Yeah, but. They said, what's your solution? Do you drop, you know, if they keep up with their nuclear program, how do we handle this, right?
Yeah.
Now, some people are saying, oh, we're going to drop a bomb on them or we're going to do this or that. The guy goes, no, it's real easy. You take a plane, you fly it over, and you drop 1 million iPhones on North Korea. And then once the people discover that they've been oppressed from technology for so long and these iPhones are activated, that there will be a coup and the people will eventually just overthrow him. And I thought, that's quite interesting. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, the iPhone, they'd think it was a robot or something. Like, you know, this is like, if you had your hands on an iPhone in 1955 right now, you'd be real nervous.
Right.
Right? If you found something like
well,
that,
plus
you'd be
they
like,
get to see,
what is
they
this?
They would load it with, like, pictures. I mean, it would just be, like, shooting off images of, like, you know, Times Square in Vegas, places they've never seen before.
Yeah.
Right.
And they'd be like, what?
Like a picture of Carrot Top.
They're like, what is...
yeah, a flash of like Times Square,
Carrot Top,
Richard Gere.
Yeah, this is what's in the camera reel, like pictures, you know?
Richard
Lewis. Lamborghini.
Right. A couple of, like, people, a bunch of Asian guys at Hakkasan in Vegas with, like, big bottles and DJ Tiesto playing in the background, all kinds of goofy stuff, right?
Yeah.
And, blow your mind,
they'd
man.
They'd be like, hey, you know what? We got to get involved.
And then it just says,
like a picture of a guy
freedom.
Drinking a, like a guy doing a beer bong.
Guy drinking a 40.
Yeah, sure. A guy drinking a 40. That'd scare the hell out of him.
No, make him want to party, man.
Yeah.
Make you want to party.
There already is. There's like.
We saw a man drinking 40. I don't know why I'm doing that.
Yeah,
like
from
this.
The Ukraine now. We saw men drinking 40. We went to
everyone to overthrow Kim Jong-il now.
I am the man who drink 40 in picture. I've come to liberate all of you.
Snorting.
No, there is like these underground, they're kind of like TV stations. They're like YouTube channels.
Yeah.
That are from South Korea to North Korea. So all like these teenagers watch this and they get to see like shopping malls and like all this stuff,
right.
Movie theaters. And then they try and sneak over. So it's like,
they all
it's already begun.
Right.
But the masses are still, you know, they think it's 1955.
Right.
It's a bizarre place.
It's got to be.
It is, man. It's not got to be. Like, think about it. It's
everything's government issued, you know?
Everything's soup. Government.
What's that? Soup.
It's government soup.
Hey, man, I'm starving. Get some of that government soup over here,
government
man.
Government TV. Every TV show. Government. Government. Yeah. Government. There's no, like, sitcoms. There's none of that.
Gosh, dang it. There's no Doug the White House alien in Korea?
No.
In North Korea?
Can you imagine if they were watching that? Doug the White House alien?
What if we drop two million DVDs of the pilot of that?
That'll do it right there.
You'd have mass suicides going on over there. What the hell is this?
But you know, the interesting thing is, what if North Korea has an alien of their own somewhere in a bunker?
What if they're all aliens?
Mm-hmm. What if they're all aliens?
We have a real problem. Apparently, everyone in North Korea is an alien.
Don't worry. We got Chris Angel.
Apparently, they didn't get the Grateful Dead shirts I sent them.
I forgot about that. Yeah, Trump was going to send him Grateful Dead t-shirts to make
everybody
everything.
Everybody in the world.
Everyone it's a chill. Dead shirt.
New motto. My new motto, everyone chill.
It's a great motto, actually. Everybody chill.
Kanye, get in here. Give me a kiss.
Like, Kanye, give me a kiss. Give me a smooch, Kanye. A little smooch on the cheek. Could the president do that? Is that legal? Could he take out like a campaign for himself? I mean, like, I know that he's doing
I don't think he cares if it's legal or not.
But like when he first got elected, he was going to towns and doing like a victory lap, right? Like these sort of rallies. Could he do like a PR campaign of his own where it's like, hey, it's me, Donald. I'm your president. Everybody chill. And it's like 8 seconds long or 10 seconds long. And it just
during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it airs during like football on the weekends and stuff.
Well, I don't think it'd be any more ridiculous than everything else we've seen in the past few years within politics. So
he should do like a music video with Billy Idol.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
They should redo like Eyes Without a Face.
They should redo.
This is the jam.
Should redo Cradle of Love, where the hot chick is in there, and like Trump plays the nervous like
Melania
yuppie.
Can play BM.
Trump plays the guy who spills red wine on her shirt.
Yeah, remember that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Idols rock the cradle.
You'll have to take that off while I wash it, and you dance in the living room.
Did Trump's golf course get trashed?
I don't know.
Does anyone know?
In Florida.
He's got a golf course right on the beach, right?
Sure, probably.
He's got numerous ones. He's got one in Scotland, too.
It was the only place spared.
I'm going to going overseas.
Where's you going?
Yeah.
Going to Playa del Mujeres, I think.
You're not actually going over the sea.
Well, I'm going to Mexico.
You're border jumping.
Border jumping. Mm-hmm. Going over that wall that's not built yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to a wedding this weekend for 4 days. Ought to be quite interesting.
Yikes. Very nice.
Just me and the missus.
Is this an all-inclusive trip?
It is.
I would imagine, yeah.
It's at the Secrets Resort.
Secrets. Ooh, dirty.
I know, there is something very cheesy about that.
Are you prepared
Everyone
for...
Everyone Secrets over in Playa del Mar, Mexico. You ever been there?
Who are you? Jimmy from River Grove?
Yeah.
You ever been over to Secrets?
Are you ready for massive diarrhea?
My friend who I work with just had it.
He got back from Mexico for a wedding, and he dealt with some Montezuma's Revenge bad.
I don't know.
They put him out of work for, I think, two days.
Put him out of work?
Yeah, he's like, you throw up and do the other thing all day long.
Bring a 40-ounce of Pepto-Bismol.
The last time I was there, I did not have to deal with that, mostly because they give you bottled water the entire time you're there.
You're not drinking tap water. What the suspicion was, and I think this was in the news, too, about some people that had been in Mexico.
Hmm.
They were claiming that some of the alcohol, they were getting alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, that's a big, that's kind of, I don't,
you know, you
gotta there's truth
to
that.
Cubes. Beware of the ice cubes, because those could be from regular water.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have mixed drinks.
Yeah.
And when you brush your teeth.
Got it.
Hey, it's the little things. Save your backside.
Right. You don't want them to have liquid G in the ice cubes.
I've been
pass
in Mexico
out.
Like 3-4 times. I've never had a problem.
Yeah. I went a couple times a year, two years ago.
You go a couple times a year, no?
I go a couple times a decade, you know. I'm a real traveler.
It's going to be hot there, huh? Probably.
I don't know. I'm worried that there's going to be a tsunami or something because of all these like earthquakes that just happened in Mexico.
What, are you on the east side or west side?
I'm in the Yucatan Peninsula.
Don't know where that is.
Yeah, well, it's near Belize.
That's directly under us.
It's just south.
You'll be fine. Bring an umbrella.
West of Cuba.
Bring a steel umbrella with you.
Listen, if you ever go to Mexico, make sure you bring a steel umbrella. Save your life. I invented them. Kevin Trudeau did a couple of commercials on steel umbrellas. Mexican steel umbrellas. Very smart stuff.
The best.
Yeah.
Mexican Steel.
Right. We're an Apple.
Mexican Steel Umbrella. That sounds like the name of an album.
Apple's working with me to get Fred Astaire.
It's Pink Floyd's next album.
And he's gonna be twirling a steel umbrella in the next commercial.
I'm getting together with David Gilmour. We're actually releasing an album called Mexican Steel Umbrella. It's true, we all.
Was that your Gilmour?
Yeah, I've never heard him talk.
Yeah.
I'm in Pink Floyd, I suppose.
Gilmour probably hates Trump, I would presume.
Mexican Steel Umbrella would be like his modern day version of The Wall.
Absolutely. I think there may have been a lawsuit between Pink Floyd and Over the Wall. Because there was Trump t-shirts that was the Pink Floyd The Wall thing, and it said like Trump on it.
Oh, like the logo?
So there was like a lawsuit thing.
Doesn't shock me.
Bill, I went to a store this week because you told me where they have some great V-neck t-shirts.
Even the market?
I was in the market for some V-necks.
A white V-neck?
A white V-neck, yeah. Wow,
just one?
I got a six pack of them, or a three pack.
You're gonna wear them like you're a psychopath.
You betcha. So I'm gonna wear them right down by the pool, so I don't scare everybody off with my white
you
hairy
wear,
body.
Like, dress pants and black sandals, and black socks, and wear a pinky ring. Go all out.
Black sandals, black socks, a pinky ring, dress pants and a white V-neck.
Yeah, and maybe some suspenders.
It's my workout gear.
It'd be great. Your uniform is changing rapidly.
It is. Bill, what was the name of the store that you sent me to? What's it called?
Foreman Mills.
Foreman Mills. You ever been to a Foreman Mills, Clay?
I have never even heard of it.
I had not heard of it either. And Bill had a gorgeous white V-neck on like a week ago. And I felt it, and I said, boy, that is real. That's fine. Brushed cotton, that looks comfortable. Where'd you pick that up? He said, I got it at Foreman Mills. Said,
where is this magical place?
Well, so, there's numerous ones. It's kind of a...
They're all in seedy neighborhoods.
It's like a low-income outlet store for cheap clothes.
Okay,
but if you're going to find
crappy clothes.
It is crappy clothes.
I mean, it's not like...
It's high quality,
brand name
cheap,
designer stuff.
You can get some LA Gears probably there.
They did have LA Gear stuff.
I'm sure they got LA Gear there. I don't know. If you're looking for like t-shirts and stuff like that, or like sometimes you can find like...
Can you get some Hanes? Are we talking for the...
Oh, they had...
Every color you could think of.
Like every kind of pajama pant you could ever think of they had. Wow. They had Dark Side of the Moon pajama pants, Clay.
Great.
Like Floyd.
Everything's no more than like $8.
Hey, I'm
like everything
that.
In the store. Like you could get like... I think I got like 10 shirts and like...
T-shirts.
Yeah, no, I got a couple work shirts that I could wear that I just got to get beat up.
A couple of Sipowicz shirts.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like,
well, all that stuff.
NYPD.
They got
short dress shirts.
I don't know. I got like... I think it ended up being like around 10 or 15 shirts for like $75. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, this is like the stuff that was like second or third hand from Kmart like three seasons ago. You know,
yeah,
and like a giant warehouse full of it. But I went there.
Sometimes you can find some goodies in the rough.
Yeah, but like everything was like opened and cut open. You know, I was like, I couldn't find the brand name. Bill, what was the brand name of the shirt?
Michael Adams.
Michael Adams.
Not Stacey Adams.
Let's
call him out. And he's like, I can't find these Michael Adams shirts anywhere. I go, this
Stacey
is the most
Adams
ridiculous
nephew.
Conversation I've ever had with a grown man in my life.
Yeah, I called him on the phone. I said, where's this Foreman Mills place? He goes, it's on Mannheim and Grand. And right away, I knew what I was dealing with.
Oh, yeah.
You know? It's in that part of town.
It's a ride.
And he goes, and it's tucked way behind the Jewel there. I get there.
It's where strippers get their kids' clothes.
It is. It pretty much is, yeah. This is where strippers get their kids' clothes for school every year.
Whatever. You know? I like their duds. Keep going. So you find it.
Yeah, I found it, and there were a couple of strippers in there. I said hello to them. They're old pals.
Hello, Destiny.
Hi, Destiny.
Hi, Dominique.
Mercedes. Right. Mercedes, you know about this place, too? She goes, yeah, I bought my kid a couple of Bulls jerseys here.
One L, though.
One L, yeah. Bulls.
B-U-L-S.
B-U-L-S. Bulls.
Michael Jordan. J-A-R-D-T-O-N.
Hey, that's Jordan jersey, dude.
Michael Jordan jersey's only $7.99 at Foreman Mills. Anyway, I went there. You know, yeah. Drakkar instead of Drakkar, you know?
Yeah.
Smiling. What are you wearing, Drakkar? Yeah. Anyway, I walked through and I called Bill on the phone. I said, I'm at the Foreman Mills. I found it. I found the place. Where are the white t-shirts now? And I went to one of the gentlemen that was working there, you know? And I said, sir, I'm looking for some Michael Adams V-necks.
You know? I don't think I would have any idea.
He was like, say what? I was like, can you tell me where the Michael Adams brand V-necks are? He's like, they up and went to t-shirts, man. I was like, what? They up where the t-shirts at, man. I said, oh, they're up by where the t-shirts are at. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Start there.
And then I went, and there's absolutely no organization to any size or
anything. Like a bomb went off.
It was just like a rack with like these like underwear packets, you know, like duct taped up and like thrown up there like they were pounds of weed or something, you know, in Pablo Escobar's house, you know. Yeah. I was like, look at all the underwear in here. It's unbelievable.
Is that large?
Yeah, I said, where's the large? He's like, man, you got to dig through that stuff. You know, you found what you're looking
for. There's a shovel.
You did find what you were looking for, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I got some Michael Adams V-necks. Oh!
Did you try them on in the store?
I did. I did not try them on in the store, but I went home, and as soon as I did, I ripped the packet open, and I smelled them, and they smelled like, you know, they smelled like new T-shirts, you know?
You put them on?
Yeah. That new T-shirt.
So now you have lice.
Yeah, probably. But no, I put it on. One thing that the thread count on these babies
very thin.
Is very, yeah, this thing will melt off of you. I was like, boy, you can see my nipples through this shirt. I'm not sure if I'm such a fan as I was.
If it rains in Mexico, you're going to look naked.
Yeah.
Which is like a white V around your neck.
You'll just have a wet t-shirt on, won't you?
Wet t-shirt contest with what's the brand name again?
Michael Adams.
Maybe you'll Michael unexpectedly Adams. Walk out of a rainstorm into a white t-shirt. Wet t-shirt contest and win it.
I could indeed.
Wouldn't that be a Cinderella story?
You know, if you want to get the girls and have a good time, just make sure you put Michael Adams t-shirts on all the girls.
Make sure you got.
Thank you, Mr. Flint.
Wear
Thank
a thin
you.
Wet. T-shirt.
You've made my day.
Yeah.
When in doubt, wear a thin wet t-shirt.
That's my motto.
That's
one of Ted Cruz's motto on a business call. When in doubt, wear a wet t-shirt. Bye, Joe.
Or that's part of the text messages that. People get on their iPhones in North Korea.
Absolutely. You should drop Stacey.
Oh, when they find the, yeah, when they find the iPhones.
What's his name, Michael Adams? You should drop, you know, a couple dozen Michael Adams shirts.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably made there. It's the irony behind it.
Why are they dropping my
Why are they putting us the Michael Adams shirts back on us? It's the
Your
deal
guy's
here.
From Colombia.
Right.
No one can do a North Korean accent.
No, without being offensive.
Yeah, without being offensive. Right, I know. So guy does a great North Korean accent, but we just can't air it.
I prefer Southern.
Yeah.
That's not offensive. It's jovial.
Yeah. You could drop an iPhone with a message from Lawrence Flint to all the North Koreans.
Drop 80,000 issues of Hustler.
They'd bomb us immediately.
Yeah, they would. That'd be the end of the
They'd
world.
They'd send a missile towards us. Yeah, they would, you know, Kim Jong-un, his head would explode. He'd be like, that's it.
I bet you Kim Jong-un has got
is
a
it
lot
Il
of hustle.
Or Un? We don't like, how do you pronounce
if you
his
dropped
name?
A bunch of phones, wouldn't you hurt people?
Yeah, perhaps.
I mean, you're dropping them from like 30,000 feet.
Yeah, they're going to break.
Yeah, you parachute
parachute
get those little G.I. Joe parachutes. Remember those guys?
Mm-hmm. I bet you Kim Jong-un has a lot of Hustler magazines. But no
thousands.
Yeah, not for anybody else.
He's got the first issue.
He's saving them like they're Beckett's, like we did when we were kids.
Only
you
one,
know?
It's the first issue.
He's got them in like.
He's got the first issue ever. That's all he owns.
Yeah, that's it. It's in a safe. It's in mint condition. It's never been opened.
It's signed by Flint. That's what they found.
He was three when he got it.
Yeah. Look what I got
when
here.
They invaded. When they invaded his fortress.
This for you, big dog.
Oh, just for you, big dog. Korean big dog, you.
Hey, don't go too crazy on us, big dog.
Trump. What if Trump just says, we're dropping dirty magazines on North Korea? Everywhere, hundreds of them.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be more like us. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Bill, you just alerted me that it's time to do another commercial
break.
Yes, it is. The Hooli's Hooli returns after these messages.
Movies are great, and Irish movies are the greatest. And this month kicks off our third annual Irish American Movie Hoolie on Friday, September 29th. Join us once again at the Gene Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago, on Friday, September 29th, Saturday, September 30th, and Sunday, October 1st, for another weekend in Chicago of Irish and Irish American films that will dazzle you. We're hosting three great filmmakers bringing their cheeky spirit to the Hoolie with plenty of laughter and tears, and you can meet them for a pint after the show. You can buy your tickets online at SiskelFilmCenter.org or get more info at MovieHoolie.org. Don't miss the third annual Irish American Movie Hoolie, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 29th, 30th, and October 1st at the Siskel Film Center, the classiest indie theater in town. Two Gingers Irish Whiskey is presenting the Hoolie, along with sponsors The Emerald Loop, Hilton Chicago, and McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We got Irish cinema, whiskey, hotel rooms, and oatmeal. What else you want? So come channel your inner Jimmy Cagney for the third annual Irish American Movie Hoolie. We're all hitting the Emerald Loop around the corner after each screening for pints. So join us for the Hoolie. It's going to be cheeky. MovieHoolie.org. See you at the movies, Hoolie. Have you been worrying about your mom and dad as they get older? Wish they could sell the house and move where life's a whole lot easier? Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. Smith Village offers a full continuum of care. Your folks are entering a unique and special phase of life, shifting from worrying about their to-do list to exploring all the things on their love-to-do list. They're expanding their interests, learning new ways to relax, and making new discoveries. And while they're exploring their passions, Mom and Dad will appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836, 773-614-6836, or visit the website at smithvillage.org. Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Yeah, welcome back to the Hoolies Hoolie. We're in the final run here. Guys, I don't know if you saw it, but did you see actor Frank Vincent pass away?
One of my favorite actors.
He's William Batts from Goodfellas.
Billy Batts from Goodfellas. He's also in Casino.
That's right.
He's also in Raging Bull.
He is in Raging Bull. He plays Frank Marino in Casino. He played Phil Leotardo on The Sopranos.
That's correct.
He is arguably one of the most iconic screen gangsters that has ever graced the silver screen,
absolutely,
in my opinion. He was 70. There's some conflicting reports. Some say that he was 80. Some say he was 78. But the reports came out today that he died of heart failure. Perhaps it sounds like that he may have died on the operating table, which is bummer.
Yeah.
But man, what a good actor he was. His real name was Frank Vincent Gattuso.
He's one of Scorsese's buddies from growing up, I think, right?
I think, yeah, I think he was.
He was in a lot of early Scorsese stuff. Is he in Mean Streets, too?
I don't believe he's in Mean Streets. He is in Raging Bull, though, and he plays the gangster in Raging Bull. He's outstanding.
Yeah, he is. He plays Salvi.
He shot a movie here in Chicago a number of years ago called Chicago Overcoat, where he played an aging hitman. It was pretty dang good.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. I don't know. You know, I had to throw that out there, Clay, I will never watch another mob movie again without thinking of, like, hoping that he is going to walk across the screen, right?
I know.
When he finally did grace the Sopranos cast with his presence as Phil Leotardo, I was like, this is amazing. Like,
absolutely.
That's so awesome to Frank. Because typically the Scorsese gangsters were, like, not the guys that were used in the Sopranos. The Sopranos cast all new people.
Yeah, different feel.
You could say that who played Christopher Maltasanti?
Yeah. Michael Imperioli?
He was in Goodfellas.
That's true. He played Spider.
He was.
Well, Godspeed.
One guy, big deal.
No, Big Pussy's in Goodfellas.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's one of the guys walking the fur coats to the back door.
He's one of the guys. That's right. Yeah.
Some people make appearances.
I could play a clip of Frank Vincent, but I don't think there's probably ever been a scene in movie history where the F-bomb didn't go off within about 7 seconds of him gracing the screen.
Yeah.
He's going to be missed, at least by me. Clay, remember the guy who's sitting next to Billy Bats in the bar?
Yes.
What does he have on? Do you remember what he's wearing? He's got a turtleneck.
He's got a fantastic beard.
He sure does.
And hair.
He's the one guy in Goodfellas that I'm like, he has no lines in Goodfellas. But like, if I ever see him in another movie again, I'll be like, dude, you're Billy Bats' sidekick in Goodfellas.
You'll never see that guy again.
I wonder who. He's probably like Scorsese's accountant or something.
You mean where
that.
He's like standing, when Frank Vincent's standing next to him and he goes, don't get nervous, don't get nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. He's Scorsese's brother. Eric Scorsese.
Eric Scorsese.
Eric. We need an extra guy. Look tough.
Well, he's going to sort of be missed big time.
Yeah, he is. Maybe I'll watch Casino in honor of him this weekend.
You should.
With my kids.
Yep.
I like him in Raging Bull the best.
Yeah, he's fantastic in that.
He's always like trying to go after Kathy Moriarty's character.
Yeah.
And De Niro loses his mind because of it.
Was he ever really going after her, though?
Well, I don't know. I think that she was kind of, you know, like he was a guy in the movie who kind of was trying to help her out a little bit, and De Niro was kind of like, this is my girl. Back off, pal.
Yeah.
And he was like, I didn't want to do anything wrong to her. And he was like, I know what you're doing.
Hey, check this out. According to Frank Vincent's website, Vincent spent his adolescence playing and traveling with various national championship drum and bugle corps. Then began playing nightclubs in a small combo. He became a successful recording drummer for Don Costa, Paul Anka, Del Shannon, Trini Lopez, and the Belmonts.
Wow.
And made his feature film acting debut as in Ralph DeVito's 1975's The Death Collector.
Huh.
There
drummer
he is.
Boy.
There he is as the drummer.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
There he is.
Oh, there's Pesci. Pesci was in a band with him?
He must have been. So there's the connection.
That's a great picture.
See, they all go way back, these guys. They all go way back.
We might have to post that on that picture on maybe our Hooli's Hooli Facebook post so people know what we're talking about. Because that's a pretty funny picture, actually.
Well, I guess
God bless you, Frank.
Yeah, Godspeed to Frank Vincent.
All right. So I'm going to be going to Mexico. What do you got going this weekend, Bill? We're heading towards the end of the show here.
Friday, I'm going to the Old Park Craft Brew Fest.
Oh my.
Wow.
Craft beer is a big part of my new sales portfolio.
Yeah.
So I have to kind of educate myself a little bit more on it.
So you're going as like a student?
No, I'm going there to absolutely drink with other people from Breakthrough. But
okay.
I'm going to check it out. I mean, might as well see what all the big hype's about that I'm selling, right?
Yeah.
Hey, know your brands.
Right. Saturday. Got the Duffy's golf outing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And then I'm not going to the golf outing, though.
You're not? Why not?
I got to get some rest because I got to bartend on Saturday night at Duffy's. I'll be behind the bar if anybody wants to come up there from 8 till 3 o'clock in the morning. There's going to be a cancer benefit for my friend Heather Burns.
That's right.
So there's going to be a lot of people up there. It should be fun. If you want to stop by and make a donation, love to see you there. And then Sunday, I don't know. I mean, a bunch of people from Duffy's got a limo, and it was a free ticket. And
the party never stops, does it, Bill?
I'm going to. Well, I don't know. I'm still up in the air for whether or not I'm going to go. But Matchbox 20 was.
Oh. Is it 1997?
Rob Thomas?
I knew this was coming.
We got to play with Santana, that Santana song. She didn't fall in love with a West Side Story.
And then Counting, and then Counting Crows.
Ooh, Round Here.
Round Here.
Right. What was our other song?
Bill.
Omaha.
Yeah.
Never
heard of it. I don't know. Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones. Yeah. A song from Shrek. All kinds of stuff.
Mrs. Jones, a song from Shrek.
Mr. Jones, isn't
Mr.
it?
Mr. Jones, yeah.
Mrs. Yeah. Jones is not involved.
Shows you how much
Mr.
I know.
Mr. Jones. Is Adam Duritz Mr. was the singer
Jones
of that.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of, you know what? It's $20. There's a lot of fun people going. So I was like, eh, maybe we'll check it out. We'll
see. Where are the Counting Crows playing?
I think it's at the World or something like this.
It's not called the World anymore.
I don't know what they call it.
The Tweeter Center of some kind, or probably not even that anymore.
It's Tinley Park, South Side.
Yeah. All right. Well, Clay, you got anything? You going to go...
Children.
Children?
Yeah.
Play some Counting Crows for the kids. See how they react to that. Get on one knee and look them right in the eye and say, this is Counting Crows.
They'll probably vomit.
Turn it way up. Do we have any Counting Crows?
Of course. I'm sure there is.
We were going to do some... We have some Billy Idol, though, don't we, Mike? Did you pull that up? Okay, good. We can go out with that. If you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, you can find archived episodes of the Hooli Zooli. If you search under Free Crack, C-R-A-I-C, on iTunes, or you can check us out at www.freecrack.com.
Yep.
Show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the crack again.
Yep.
That follows this program on this radio station with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan. They record that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow.
Right. Keep in mind the Irish American Film Festival.
The Movie Hooli.
That's going to be going on September 29th, 30th, and October 1st.
That's right. It's going to be a ball. That's at the Gene Siskel Film Center. Come out and join us. It's sponsored by Two Gingers Irish Whiskey. There's going to be a party afterwards.
Yeah, and then next week we'll talk all about the new movies that are being premiered there.
That's right. Clay, any last words before we take off here?
Keep it real.
Okay, keep it real, sure.
Yeah.
Here's Billy Idol. We talked about Idol on the program, and we got a little flavor, a little sweet tooth for Idol this week.
Video if you can, people. It's nuts.
This is going to be playing on the iPhones when they're dropped in North Korea.
Playing at Dorkfest next year.
Oh, yeah.
It's Billy Idol doing Eyes Without a Face. See you next week.
It's easy to deceive. hearts without a face. Got no human grace. Your eyes without a face.